Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Got an interesting case out of Washington. John sent it to me. Meineke Car Care pays $12.5 million in tire inspection lawsuit. The Associated Press reported this, as did other outlets. Meineke Car Care Centers paid $12.5 million to settle a lawsuit brought by an Everett woman who alleged a safety inspection missed a malfunctioning tire that caused a crash and nearly killed her 2 days later, according to her attorney. The Meineke franchise told the woman that the tires on her Ford Explorer were checked when she visited the shop for maintenance in April and August of 2016. That's according to her attorney. And then the woman was driving on I-90 in Montana on August 4th, 2016, when the tires suddenly tore apart. She lost control of her SUV, again, according to the attorney. Now, here's the deal. Some people are going to say, Steve, if you can get tires inspected, how long do they have to last for to mean the inspection was good? Well, this is an interesting time frame here because it says that the vehicle was inspected on August of 2016, but not, we don't have the date, but in August of 2016. The accident occurred on August 4th, 2016, okay? So there's only a four-day window there. So if it was inspected on the 1st and the accident occurred on the 4th, that's 4 days. But that's the furthest apart those two events could be if these facts are correct. The plaintiff in the case was thrown from the vehicle as it rolled over, sustained a traumatic brain injury that put her in a coma for about a week, and a leg injury that permanently confined her to a wheelchair. The attorney says the corporation that caused her devastating injuries to this day has not accepted responsibility for the wreck that occurred 5 years ago. And then referring to his client, she implores Meineke and all other tire centers to not just give lip service to doing a safety inspection to make sure that this does not happen to somebody else. Attorneys for Meineke did not return phone calls requesting comment. Court records show the company has denied negligence and other allegations from the lawsuit, which was filed by the plaintiff in King County Superior Court in 2018. So, don't know what year the Explorer was, because of course there were the issues with the tread separation on some Explorers a few years ago. They did a recall on some of those. I got a free set of tires out of that one. But the real question here is, if you bring your vehicle in and have it inspected at a place that charges you for the inspection, I'm talking in generalities here, what do they owe you? What do they not owe you? What happens if something goes wrong? And there are different contexts within which that can happen. So I'm going to go through a few of these here for you. So the most obvious one, okay, is, and I get called about this a lot, people go to buy a used car. They don't know much about used cars. They wonder, is my used car any good that I'm about to buy? A lot of people will buy a used car, then take it to a mechanic who says, hey, this thing's a piece of junk. You shouldn't have bought it. And I always tell people that you have a problem by doing your operations in the wrong order. It's an order of operations problem. Have it inspected, then buy it. Don't buy it, then have it inspected. An inspection after you buy won't help you other than just to bum you out. So, I realize an inspection could reveal something you could get fixed, and blah, blah, but my point is that it won't get you out of the purchase. So when someone inspects a vehicle, you hire a guy, some guy off the street, you don't know. Just guys. Somebody says, hey, this guy's a certified master mechanic. Flip him $100 and inspect your car. Guy says, yeah, bring it over. You bring it over to his shop, puts it up in the hoist, walks around, looks at it, yeah, puts it down, drives it, goes, yeah, it seems cool to me. Go out. This exact same thing happens right here. The question is, what were you paying for when you flipped the guy $100 for pre-purchase inspection? Generally speaking, what you're getting is the idea that the obvious stuff that a mechanic would catch, he'll catch. And if it wasn't obvious and he didn't catch it, probably wouldn't be something you'd go back on him for. But the real question is, did you get anything in writing? Probably not. And so it comes down to what would be considered reasonable there. Because if you take your vehicle into a shop and say, do a safety inspection on it, and they write it on the repair order, safety inspection, and they charge you for that, presumably there's something backing that more than just a guy going, yeah, I eyeballed it and it looks pretty good to me. It's an actual safety inspection. And so then it would boil down to what was missed. Because you'll notice that this action was framed as a negligence action. That's why it says that they deny the allegations of negligence. And negligence is when you have a duty that you owe to somebody and you breach that duty and they're harmed by the breach. Best example of negligence is if you invite someone into your home and they're walking through your home and they fall through a hole in your floor. into your basement and break their leg. And you go over the hole and you go, hey, I see you fell down my hole. And they're laying there in pain and they go, what's the deal with the hole? You go, oh, it's a hole in my floor. I just never get it fixed. I know to walk around it. You didn't see it apparently. Well, the lights are off. Oh, sorry. You owe a duty to people who come into your home to not have unreasonable risks of danger in the home. And if you do, you've got to warn them about them. Say, by the way, there's a hole in the floor over there. Or another duty is you've got a duty to drive your car in a safe manner. So if you're out driving in a crazy manner and you hit somebody, they can sue you for negligence. Straight negligence. So the question is, what was the allegation of negligence here? And the allegation was that the inspector had a duty to inspect the car and spot things. And the inspector didn't spot them, or the inspector didn't inspect the car. It's possible the inspector just didn't look at the tires, was going down a checklist and just checked off something. That's all possible. It's possible. So it's not simply that they missed something. That would not necessarily be negligence in and of itself. They would have to have missed something they shouldn't have missed in their role as an inspector, as a mechanic in that situation. So there's going to be a difference between a professional inspection done by a facility that says, we're going to charge you for an inspection, we're going to do a bunch of things. And then the question is, what did they miss and should they have missed that? A pre-purchase inspection, generally speaking, is more about the general condition of the car and not necessarily the safety of the car. Although if the inspector missed something that's, glaringly obvious, you might have an allegation there. It depends on what it was. The other thing people often ask me about is certified pre-owned inspections. So I've had someone say, Steve, bought a CPO car. I go, okay, you bought a used car. And they say, well, it was CPO. I go, it was used. We go round and round for a few minutes on phone calls like that every day. And by we, I mean other attorneys, myself. And they go, well, I bought a CPO car. And I said, well, can you at least say CPO used, just so you'll acknowledge that I said that? And they say, okay, I bought a CPO used car. And I discovered that there's something wrong with it. And I go, like what? And I've heard of crazy stories. You know, spare tire is missing. It had one, it's missing. They checked it as saying it was good. Good, it's not even there. Door handles that don't work. Power windows that don't work. Weird stuff that should have been spotted. That should have been spotted. Well, those aren't safety issues. You're not going to get sued for $12.5 million because the door handle doesn't work on the outside of the rear passenger. Doesn't happen. But let's suppose that you were driving along and all of a sudden you had a tire blow out. Now, I've never had someone call me and say they were injured by a CPO car. But I've had people tell me they were almost injured, which generates just as many phone calls as the people who actually were injured. And they'll say, I could have gotten hurt. The airbag malfunctioned or the tires blew up or something like that. A tire blew up. And they say, you know, what about the CPO inspection? Why didn't that catch it? And I always tell people, I say, you know what you got to do is you got to go back and read all those documents. Because if you read all the documents, it'll say specifically that your certified pre-owned car comes with a slightly longer warranty and a few other perks from the manufacturer. But the inspection is not a warranty. And in fact, they'll tell you right then and there, you cannot rely on that inspection. The manufacturer relies on the inspection to give you an extended warranty. And that's how it works. So the inspection for a CPO car ain't being done for you. It's being done for the manufacturer. So in the grand scheme of inspections and what you can rely upon, the ones that you can rely upon the most are where you literally bring it into a dealership or a car care facility and say, here's the car. I understand you do safety inspections. I want to buy a safety inspection. You pay them for the safety inspection and somebody inspects it theoretically for safety issues. Okay? And that's what led to this case, apparently. But if you simply had a pre-purchase inspection done by a mechanic, he said, check it out, and he's checking it out, that's a little bit lesser, I would believe, of a standard. And a CPO inspection, meaningless. Meaningless for your purposes with respect to something you can go back on somebody and say, hey, you missed something. They miss stuff all the time. That inspection is not between you and the dealer. It's between the dealer and the manufacturer. One other thing that's important to understand here is that this $12.5 million made the headlines. It wouldn't have made the headlines if the attorneys had stuck a non-disclosure agreement in there. And I don't know why they didn't here. Interesting idea, because I've had clients with lemon law claims with very, very small settlements with a non-disclosure agreement with the manufacturer. Says, oh, by the way, we want your client to not talk about this for whatever reason. And I ask my client, do you have a problem with that? And we go from there. But a $12.5 million settlement in a tire case for a safety inspection seems unusual that they missed that. But there might be something going on I don't know about. I don't know. But there are lawsuits all the time that get settled quietly. Both sides make a statement and say, we've settled our case, resolved our differences, and we're all happy. And nobody admits anything. And it's good for the parties, but the people on the sidelines who want to gawk and talk about it don't have much to talk about. So here we are. We got the story because no one put an NDA in there. But that's my pro tip. My pro tip in this video is if you are settling a $12.5 million case, you might want to consider putting an NDA in there if you can, if you can. So John Sennett, thanks a lot. From the Associated Press, Meineke Car Care pays $12.5 million in tire inspection lawsuit. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Watching the sun come up each morning reminds us that all is possible when a new day begins.